This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a good afternoon, Upstate. Welcome to another edition of Upstate Outdoors. You're listening to Philip Gentry and Boat Girl.
Hey now.
We are coming to you live from 106.3 WORD. It's Upstate Outdoors. We do this every Saturday in...
Right here, Williams Road, in the traffic jam.
So we got a great show coming up for you today, like we do every Saturday. It's if you're an outdoor person, you know that this past week, because I think it ended yesterday.
Yes, it ended on Friday.
They have ICAST, otherwise known as the Fish Prom.
We call it the Fish Prom. It's more like the Miss America pageant for fishing stuff.
Yeah.
Because they give trophies and awards about the
coolest,
neatest new products in the industry.
But no bathing suits.
No.
I mean, they might have bathing suits.
No.
I don't know. I've never been there. But anyway, so we'll talk about that a little bit. But we're going to open up the show with the Upstate Outdoors blog talking about one of my favorites, boat food.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because I'm always hungry.
Yeah. And so we'll talk about some boat food, which is basically, you know, what you got to eat
on the boat
when you're on the boat. And then we've got a special guest with us from Gunpowder PR. We've got Justin Leesman. He's going to be reporting with us live from ICAST. He's our roving reporter for this week. And so he'll be telling us that the Gunpowder represents several brands, outdoor brands down there. So I'm sure he'll
kind of gave us
the rundown. He can give us the rundown about that. And then Boat Girl has got her own
rundown.
Because I mean, if you're on Facebook, you've seen it. Oh, I don't have to go.
This week, it's been like looking at this and looking at that, and ooh, look at this lure, and ooh, look at this product. I made my own list.
Yeah.
They might not have won the awards down there.
So it'd be the Boat Girls Award from ICAST. So we'll talk about that. And then during the second hour, we're going to jump into the Roadkill Cafe.
Yes.
What you got on the menu today?
Deer. Venison.
Yeah.
Actually, we're having venison stuffed peppers.
Venison stuffed peppers.
Yes. We made it up this week.
It's what we ate this week.
Yes.
Awesome. That sounds good. You're going to give them the correct recipe, not the way that it came out, right? Because it was a little bit underdone when we.
We'll give you the recipe.
Then we'll go to Carolina Sportsman. And Carolina Sportsman did a great job this week of a freshwater fishing report covering most of the state of South Carolina, but they missed Lake Hartwell.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. But we're going to fill that in.
Because we're going to talk to Steve.
Because we got Steve Pietrzykowski from Fishkey Business Charters. We're going to talk with Steve, get an update. Steve's fishing, I think he's fishing Hartwell. I know he's fishing Hartwell. Sometimes he might fish Lake Russell a little bit, so maybe we'll pick his brain about that. And then we will wrap up the show with our calendar of events and added a new one this week. And then we'll also do our parting shot. If you are a whiskey drinker and a fisherman in the state of Kentucky, you ain't had a good week. So that's where I'll go with that. So I tell you what, in the Gentry household, a lot of folks are talking about fishing and everything, but hunting season opened early.
Yes.
In the Gentry household.
So this week we were sitting down eating fish tacos and a varmint mouse rat. It was huge.
It wasn't a rat. It was just a little mouse.
Ran across the kitchen.
Yeah.
Under the stove.
Yeah.
And I don't like rats, mice,
varmints. That was probably my fault because I was working on the boat and I had the door open.
Oh, so now we know how it got in there.
Well, I mean, because like, you know, Chummy's food bowl is right over there. and all kind of stuff comes in. I had the garage door open and had it open a lot during the day.
Because I'm in a mad panic going, how did it get in here? How did it get in here? Is there a hole in the house or whatnot?
No, I would say with it being hot.
That was the first time I've ever seen a mouse in the house.
Yeah. So anyway, so we're sitting there at the dinner table and Boat Girl. Actually, I saw it first.
Yeah,
and she's like,
first.
Go get the gun and shoot it. And I'm like, Boat Girl, I can't shoot a gun in the house.
It did not stop you from shooting those raccoons out of the garage.
That wasn't in the house. That was in the garage.
I can fix drywall. It's all good. I wanted him. I made him sit in the chair.
So I did. I went and I did go get the pellet gun and I got the scope on it, and I didn't know if the scope was going to be on or off or not. But so I did a little steel hunting from the kitchen table because he came out like two or three times before I got the gun.
He didn't seem scared at first, though. You know, he came out a couple times before you got the gun. He did not seem scared.
Yeah, and then
he got the gun and we didn't see him again.
And then he just is like, nah, man. I don't know if I walked back and forth too many times, but
I was fully prepared to patch drywall this week.
I wasn't going to miss.
Whatever missed.
Are you saying I was going to miss?
You said the scope. You didn't know if the scope was on or not.
Use the force. Just use the force and hit that. It wasn't 15 feet away.
Still.
You didn't think I could hit him?
I was ready for him to discharge a weapon in the house for the mouse.
Just a pellet gun.
Good. Yeah.
So. Well, I mean, you know, probably had to putty up that. I was going to wait until it came out on a little area rug we got there in front of the stove because I figured if I were to miss, or most more likely, if we got a pass through, that it wouldn't go through and damage the floor if he was, you know, on the rug.
It can be fixed. It can all be fixed.
Yeah.
I just can't believe I'm just now hearing about the door being open all day.
Well, I mean, it was hot.
The truth comes out on the radio.
It was hot in the garage.
So he was letting the air from the kitchen
into
the garage.
I was letting the air out because I was trying to do that link where you link the LMS in the front of the little boat. And, you know, with the new,
because
you
got me there. Love us.
You got that new cable. Well, I mean, it's hot out there. That's why. And then I felt bad about that. So I started running the fan out there after I got it good and cold and blew all the cold air back out.
But, and the mouse in the house, which we have not found the mouse yet.
Nah, his days are limited.
I don't know what's going to
happen. His days are limited. I really don't want to put out, you know, it's just like in the wilderness, okay? You can still hunt them for fun, okay? But if you really want to get rid of them, you got to trap them. Okay, whether that's mice or coyotes.
Raccoons.
Or raccoons or whatever. Yeah, you can go out there and steel hunt them. Of course, you know, I don't know. She said, you want to get the cat, bring the cat in there? I'm like, no. We already got one varmint in the house.
Job.
I don't want another varmint in the house.
I just don't know how the wildlife. I think you attract wildlife.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You know, I mean,
we've been married a couple years,
and I've never really had critters around, but now there's raccoons, and then there's mice.
It's not. I promise you, it's not me. It's the cat food. There's stuff comes from miles away to eat the cat food.
It must be delicious.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said,
the
like
mouse's
I offer
days
up,
are numbered, though. Yeah. He ain't going to survive long.
Yeah,
he's bothering me.
Yeah, he ain't got back out, so we have to trap him.
Yeah, well. I'm going to let you handle that part.
Well, I can steel hunt him.
You can do that. I can fix drywall.
It's all good. Again, you're assuming that I'm going to miss.
That's a just in case.
Yeah, just in case. Well, let's go on to
rambling on about the mouse.
Let's go on to our break right now. And then we're going to come back and talk about some boat food. Give you some suggestions on what to eat while you're on the water.
Yes.
And
it's important.
Yeah, there you go. And we'll be right back after these.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Boat Girl. Well, just off the bat, what is your favorite food to eat when you're on a boat?
Homemade chicken salad.
homemade chicken salad. That's
Although
the stuff
I
that you make.
Although I very rarely make it.
Yeah.
But homemade chicken
I don't know
salad.
That I've ever had your homemade chicken salad. I've heard other people talk about it, but I've never had it.
I'll have to make it. I'll make it for tomorrow.
What are you waiting on?
Sunday fishing day. I'll make it tomorrow.
Okay.
It's delicious. You got to have good snacks on the boat.
Yeah.
Because throughout the course of the day, the fish are not always going to bite. And when they quit biting is when I get hungry.
Yeah. I just knew you were going to say Corona Light was your favorite boat food. Limes. It's a Corona Light.
I need some limes. No.
Yeah. Is. Well, I wrote the Upstate Outdoors blog this week about boat food. Want to hear it?
Heck yeah.
Here it goes. Volumes and volumes of books, newspaper, and magazine articles have been written about food. What to eat, where to eat, how to prepare it, and so on. Well, of this multitude of information, very little revolves around what to eat when you're on a boat. And I'm not talking about a cruise ship, but a boat, particularly a fishing boat. Now, the standard fisherman's menu consists of cans of Vienna sausages, also known as party wieners.
Ew.
Peanut butter crackers.
Ew.
Trail mix. Maybe a couple of candy bars and a Mountain Dew, right? Now, granted, some folks consider Vienna sausages the sirloin of the sea, but it still boils down to junk food with little nutritional value. Many boaters and anglers would love to eat better on the water, but it's hard to beat a lunch that can be purchased on the run from a convenience store at 5 a.m. in the morning for about $7.
That's true. That's
right?
True. Even though it's nasty, that's true.
One of the keys that might allow the angler to eat better on the water is some time spent in preparation. Packing lunch for fishing is really no different than packing lunch for work or school or anything else. And these brown bag circles, the sandwich and a bag of chips is king, right? Now, I'm not going to call you a sandwich maker.
Hey, I like
sandwiches. Sometimes the problem with sandwiches or anything else that may go bad on a hot day is the requirement of refrigeration.
Yes.
Right? That's why you got a Seafoam Yeti cooler.
That matches.
In your Seafoam boat. Now, there's no problem here as ice chests and coolers go together with boats like peas and carrots. On the downside, however, there's nothing worse than sandwich bread that's been stored in close proximity to ice cubes or worse, melted ice, especially if it's not sealed in a waterproof container.
Swimming sandwiches.
I have eaten soggy sandwiches before. I didn't like it, but I was hungry. Now, if you're going the cooler route, it's pretty easy to stop by the deli counter at the local grocery store and pick up some cold-cut meats and cheeses, and those can be stored in a disposable Tupperware containers. And, of course, those never really get thrown away, right? They just get recycled.
Heck yeah.
And combined with some sliced bread or crackers that don't require refrigeration, maybe you even toss a few packets of mustard and mayonnaise and assemble your meal right there. We've done that.
A lot.
Right? Now, if you want to get even fancier, the larger the boat, the more likely the boat has room for a small portable gas or charcoal grill.
That's a lot on pontoon boats.
I was going to say, that's more like a pontoon boat. Yeah. And instead of cold cuts, you could throw some hamburger meat or hot dogs in the cooler, cook them right there on the boat. But why settle for hamburger? I mean, if you're going to cook hamburgers, why not throw a couple of steaks that'll fit in the cooler and also go right there on the grill?
I have had a steak on a boat before.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Not a fishing trip, but it was on a boat.
I have actually had fish fried, like one of those fryers. Mm-hmm. I've had fish that was somebody caught the fish and dropped it in the grease. I mean, like caught it and it immediately dropped it back in the grease. That's insane. But I was on a fishing trip where they caught the fish, they filleted it, battered it, and dropped it in the fryer.
I have had tuna.
Yeah.
Tuna.
Well, there you go.
Caught in. Still flipping. It's the best sushi in the world.
I actually know a couple of guides that they make a trip when they catch the bluefins?
Yeah.
And they will. And also, you know, our buddy Chris down at the coast.
I bet he keeps soy sauce in the
glove box. He does. He keeps soy sauce and he does it with red snapper and says it's just as good as the tuna.
Well, that's as fresh as it gets.
Yep.
I mean, you can eat fish. that has not been stored or anything else,
yeah,
and
been
not
stored
worried about getting
been stored under the boat.
Yeah.
Well, now what? While much of the boat food menu leans heavily toward the high protein side of the diet, it doesn't have to be all meats and cheese and bread. And it's hard to beat any of the fresh fruits and vegetables that are so much more abundant and available during the spring and summer than at other times of the year. Most grocery stores will typically cut some fruit up and have it already loaded in a container, or you can just pick some raw items from the produce department or from your local produce stand. People don't think about that. Take fresh fruit with you. Just don't take any bananas.
No bananas on the boat.
No bananas. Now, a lot of what many consider camping food has also found its way on the boat. Cereal bars, protein bars, energy bars, and the like are easy to store. And in the event you're in a hurry, for example, during a fishing tournament, they provide a fair amount of nourishment that'll get you through the day until weigh-in. Now, finally, for those who enjoy both hunting and fishing, one of the great benefits of deer hunting is having deer jerky or summer sausage made from venison and packaged
which
in a vacuum
delicious.
Sealed container. If you can argue with eating deer that you harvested yourself while you're out on the water during the off hunting season.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We've eaten some deer summer sausage and jerky. It's good.
The only problem that I have with that, with the deer summer sausage and the jerky, is it's so daggum salty.
That's true.
You know, when I was younger, man, I would eat deer jerky till my gums bled because, you know, that stuff's
now that
always
we're old people.
In your teeth.
I got to watch my sodium intake.
Well, I mean, it's already like, I already got to drink like 6 bottles of water just to, you know, just to, in the
just
summertime,
to function.
Just to stay hydrated, right? And then you start eating deer jerky sausage. Along with that and sausage and you got to.
Or vine sausages.
Nah.
Those are high in sodium,
hey,
too.
You want to know the thing about Vienna sausage? Let me tell you the secret to Vienna sausage. It doesn't make, you don't have to wash your hands to eat Vienna sausages because you're not going to contaminate the sausage because whatever's on your hands, whether that's worm guts
or
fish slime or boogers or whatever, all right, there's already some of that chicken lips. There's already some of that in the Vienna sausages. So you're not going to contaminate the taste, and there's no sense wiping that stuff off. Just reach in the can, pull you one out, and eat it. It's going to taste the same no matter what.
I know that a lot of boats have a smell in the storage compartments.
Yep.
It's bilge smell. It smells like gasoline in most boats. So I guess the plus side of Vienna sausages, they're in a can.
Yeah.
So when you eat them, they're not going to taste like bilge cookies. I mean, I have eaten cookies that were in a storage compartment in a rod box, and they tasted like bilge cookies.
They had that kind of
the fuel two-stroke.
They
kind of
had that two-day-old
smell.
Fart smell to them.
Taste. Bilge cookies.
Bilge cookies.
Oreos that tasted just like a bilge, like gasoline, two-stroke oil, just a hint, like an aroma of it.
An aroma.
Yeah. What do they call with wine? A finish.
Yeah.
You know, you have a finish, like an aftertaste. It's a bilge finish.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't eat Vienna sausages. We'll make something, put it in the cooler. Because we always, always have a cooler.
Man,
Big box, never leaves the boat.
In not the bikini hauler, not the big boat, but in all my other little boats, even the kayaks, I can dig around here and find me a can of Vienna sausages.
6-year-old Vienna sausages.
Yeah. As long as you ain't cracked the seal on that, you're good to go.
It's
all right,
nasty.
Well, we got to go to our break now because we got our buddy Justin Leesman.
Yeah,
they're down at ICAST and they're wrapping up today. They're breaking up, so we're gonna
get a report.
We're gonna get a report from him about ICAST.
Sweet, right here, 106.3 WORD.
I'll get that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, as we talk about every year, right after the 4th of July, it's time for ICAST. And that is, for those of you who are not familiar with it, that's a big fishing trade show. It kind of varies location But for the last few years, it's been held down around Orlando, Florida. And every year we do a good
big
job.
Show.
Yeah, big show. And we usually, because I never get to go. But I always find
something. We never get invited to the fishing prom.
No,
I don't know.
No, the fish prom, that's what it is. It's fish prom.
Yeah.
But I do have a good friend of mine, Justin Leesman. Justin is he is with Gunpowder Inc. That's a PR firm down there. So he's down there hanging out. Justin, welcome to Upstate Outdoors.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Doing well. So how was fish prom, Justin?
That's a good name for it. It's kind of a celebration of the industry, if you will. There's everybody here as far as manufacturers and retailers, and everybody is seeing the new product and deciding what they're going to put on the shelves for people to buy this coming spring and fall.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, as an outdoor writer, if you're looking for somebody to interview this week about a fishing article,
somebody from ICAST.
No, they're not going.
Well, they're all gone.
Yeah, I might as well
Everybody's
take this week off too, because it's like, oh, I'm at ICAST. You know, I was trying to get hold of Andy Montgomery. So, but anyway, so Justin, it's at the Orange Center down in around Orlando. Is that where it's being held?
Yeah, yep, it's right in Orlando, right on International Drive.
Okay, and it is. I mean, we make fun of it being fish prom, but it is all the newest gadgets and tackle and all that stuff. And a lot of folks are there presenting. So, and especially a lot of the big name folks are there, you know, sponsoring their different companies. What have you seen at the show this year that really stood out to you?
You know, for me overall, I think that the show is, I would say, technology is the big thing coming out of it. You know, there's soft plastics from Powerbait, from Jordan Lee's line of stuff that he's working on, that it looks like it's real fish and the soft plastics, and it's some kind of new printed technology that 3D looking. So there's a lot of stuff from that side of the world, and then also from a technology perspective from sonar and electronics that are on the boats from Humminbird and Minn Kota. It's incredible having the one boat network and seeing all those things talk together. There's a couple new trolling motors on the market this year, so there's a lot of technology that's coming in that's really starting to, I think, even the playing field a little bit for the fishermen that are out there.
Yeah, and this I guess will go down as the year of the big battle of the trolling motors, because I know that Minn Kota's got they've got some new technology they've revealed, and then Lowrance came out Garmin came out. I think Garmin's was the best to show. So
it was.
They're going head to head.
They are
in the trolling motor market. I know that's and that's always been dominated by Minn Kota for a reason.
Yeah, I mean Minn Kota came out with spot lock features some years ago, but then perfected it. I think it was 2 years ago.
Yep.
And it is they call it spot lock for a reason. It is dead on the money.
Yeah,
I don't know if it could be any better than that.
So
you know?
So what did Minn Kota what did Minn Kota have for this year?
Well, on top of their one boat network, they've got the 360 mega imaging. So now you can stop your boat and you've got a 360 image all the way around the boat of a clear picture of, and I've heard the pros talking today that it's so good they can tell what direction the fish are facing. I'm not sure if that's true or not. I haven't seen it myself, but you know, they're saying it. So I got to believe them. They know how to use that stuff, and they've definitely practiced with it and spent some time behind it. So you got to go with what they're saying. And it's some incredible stuff for sure.
360's always been a really cool product. And I read a little bit about the mega imaging yesterday, and man, that's gonna be something else. I mean, Minn Kota just seems to keep going on taking what they've got and evolving and being on the forefront of their 3D imaging is amazing. You know,
they really have, and a lot of the pro anglers have talked about that being here too, is that they can't believe the advancements they see from year to year coming out of there, and it really helps them improve their game.
And a lot of what I see as far as boats go, you don't see a whole lot of you see a lot of boating gear, but it's also turned into kind of a kayak war thing too, where you have a lot of kayaks that used to be, you didn't see them down at ICAST. And now there's a lot of kayak manufacturers down there, you know, putting out their new boats and
battling
stuff
out
like that
for the coolest one.
Yeah. I think, I'm not sure who won in that. I know that Hobie, you know, talking about 360 technology, I think they came up with a design for their, Hobie Mirage Drive, where it goes in all directions now. But you see a lot of kayak folks down there too.
Yeah, you see a lot of kayak accessories, especially. So there's a lot of the manufacturers that have moved on to making wheels and carts and all kinds of things to be able to adapt to them to make them more like boats than they are where we know kayak started from.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So now what about the fishing lures? Did you see anything in there interesting that really caught your eye?
They're, like I said before, the new lures from Power Bait that are printed are really incredible. I think the amount of realism that they provide is they've come a long way, and especially in the soft plastic world. I mean, I think we've seen some of that in the hard baits and crank baits and things like that, but to see them in a soft plastic is incredible.
I think the world of soft plastics is going to be changing with 3D printing. I think the days of pouring molds, you know, like it always has been, I think time's limited on that.
Yeah, they could do colors and they could do, you know, little legs and features and stuff like that. And I remember when the hard bait industry went through where they were doing printed images on those. Mm-hmm. And look where they've gone at now. I mean, you look at some of those, some of the realism of hard plastic baits. Now to bring that to a soft plastic, that's pretty amazing.
It is. It is. They've come a long way for sure.
Now, and I'm sure there's a lot of clothing and accessories and rods and reels. What was there anything really just that impressed you as far as the clothing industry came out?
Yeah, it seems like the it's all going lightweight, which is good. And I think that, you know, obviously we're not testing them in the show to see how good they are from a waterproof perspective. But it seems like overall the stuff has gotten a lot more lightweight and a lot more comfortable, where it feels like you can wear it for a longer version of time instead of when you're just wearing it when it's raining. You know, so it's they're, and like Sims, for example, has their bug stopper apparel, which you get UPF protection plus, you know, bug stopping technology that helps you stop or prevent the bugs from biting you and being a nuisance while you're on the water. So there's a lot of improvements in that world too.
Wow. So I know kiddie pools, people jumping in and testing waterproof.
Hey, that would be pretty cool.
I just had that in my mind. We're not testing this at ICAST, but I just had this in my mind.
Yeah, did they have pretty good weather down there? I guess they were hoping for some bad weather. Hey, everybody run outside. Let's see how well it works.
Right. Yeah, it's actually been pretty good, but we've gotten a storm every day. So it's typical Florida weather where you get the afternoon storm to come in. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of celebrities down there, and I say that sort of from a fishing perspective. You'd expect to see a lot of the pro anglers down there, but who's the biggest name? If you had to pick out the biggest name that you saw this week, who would it be?
You know, I have to say is Bill Dance. He's one of those guys that's been around for a long time, and everybody knows him, whether you're really into fishing or not. So I got to say he's one of the top guys that you see around the show.
Bill Dance is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to be a fisherman to know who he is, for sure.
No, not at all. And I'm betting he was hanging around the catfisherman because he's doing a lot of promotion of the Mississippi River Monsters Tournament and stuff like that. Of course, he promotes bass fishing and all types of fishing, so you never can tell what Bill's going to be. I guess he just kind of floats around.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing is he's popular. He's kind of like Kevin Van Dam. They've got a million places to be till the show's over, so they're always busy running somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, hey, you know, I'd love to talk to you, but I got to be over here at such a time.
Right, right. There's a lot of that goes on for sure.
So awesome. Well, Justin, thanks for all of your insight on the ICAST this year. And the products that you guys rep, how did they do?
Really good. We had some winners in the best of categories from Costa, from Sims, and from Pure Fishing, as well as Johnson Outdoors. So we kind of covered all the bases and got some winners from all those categories. So we did pretty good there.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad somebody had fun at the fish prom this year.
One of
these days I'm going to go. That's what I say every year.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Justin, thanks for being on the show, man. It was a great report, and we appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Justin.
All right. Well, there you go.
Take care.
Fish prom every year.
We talk to people that go to fish prom.
Yeah, that's the way we go. Okay. All right, well, we're going to go to our break now, and then we'll bring back the after prom party, right?
That's right.
Right here on
After
prom party right here on Upstate Outdoors. So we'll be back after these messages.
Right here. Y'all stay with us, 106.3 WO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, you know, when you're talking about ICAST, there's a lot of stuff. And I hate to say this, but it's kind of funny. If you look at who sponsors the ICAST show,
ironically enough, winners,
they end
officially.
Up winning some awards. And so a lot of times, you know, when they're talking about their best of show stuff, which is why I didn't even want to try to go through, you know, in years past, we've done, okay, such and such won this award, but it's like, you know, it's like everybody gets a trophy, but everybody who sponsored it, you know, if your dad's a coach, you're going to make the all-star team.
Right.
Kind of thing. And,
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with any of the winners because there's some really great stuff out there,
you were one of the judges.
If I was one of the judges, which I'm not important enough to be a judge.
You would pick.
I did this past week. Man, there was so much stuff coming out on Facebook and on the internet and on all these websites about new products that have come out.
So what we came up with for this segment,
Boat Girls Favorites,
the Boat Girls ICAST Award.
Hey, you sounded like very radio-ish saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there you go.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. So, we should have done a segment for that.
Yeah.
Boat Girls ICAST Awards.
There's some pretty cool stuff that came out of ICAST this week that did not get any recognition or officially from recognition, so I made a list.
All right, let's hear it.
Number one.
Yep.
Bubba Blade. Everybody's heard of Bubba Blade. Bubba has introduced an electric lithium-ion battery-powered fillet knife.
Can we quit now? Right?
This is so going to be Peachy's Christmas present.
Overall award.
I'm a trainee in cleaning fish.
Yeah.
PG's teaching me, and honestly, I'm completely uncomfortable with an electric knife. We went and got one of those cheapy fillet knives, and I did really good with it. I have not graduated to an electric fillet knife yet, but PG loves them.
Hey, once you go plug in, you never go back.
This one has lithium-ion batteries, and it's got 4 blades with it, and it's rechargeable, and I have no idea how much it is. I haven't found it online yet.
The Bubba Blades,
just the fixed blades are expensive.
Are like $100.
But this thing,
I got one somewhere, and it's rusted all the crap.
The blades, and this is kind of different for an electric fillet knife, the blades are supposed to be flexible like their standard knives.
Okay.
So that means if you want to get real tight on the skin fillet and you're not going to gnaw anything up like the standard serrated blades.
Okay.
Cannot wait to see this.
So it's a serrated blade?
Barely.
Okay.
It's more like their traditional blades and they're flexible.
Okay.
So that did not get any recognition. It's brand new. It's not on the market yet.
Awesome.
Number two, this is something that didn't get any recognition either. There's a company called Flambeau Outdoors that I have never heard of before.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard
Flambeau
of them.
Flambeau makes all kind of decoys.
Okay. Well, I'm not a duck hunter, but, you know.
They make deer decoys.
Really?
Yeah.
Flambeau Outdoors has gotten in the kayak accessory business. And
do a lot of plastic stuff.
They have made what they call a tough crate. And I know if y'all been out on the water, you see all the kayak guys, and they got their milk crates.
Yeah.
This kind of looks like a milk crate. It's got the holes in it and everything, so if it gets wet, it can drain out, and it's not a solid box. But it's got storage compartments made into this milk crate. Rod holders, tackle storage. Really cool. And it's made just for the right size to go in there.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Flambeau also makes like their competitor would be, who am I thinking of, that makes the plastic tackle boxes?
Plano.
Flambeau does make the store box, the storage
like
tackle
boxes,
like the Planos.
It's one of their competitors. Crate, they call it the Tough Crate Premium.
Yeah.
This thing's awesome. And I'm kind of feeling that might be a good Christmas present for you, too.
Yeah.
Because you got a worn out crate on your kayak.
Yeah. It's a yak attack, though.
Yeah.
Can't get rid of it.
I know.
Yeah.
It needs some new bungees on it, though.
Yeah, it does.
Tough Crate's pretty cool.
All right.
Number three on the list. I started looking at some baits. Started looking at some stuff on YouTube. 13 Fishing, which is mainly known for their reels. You know, that was really popular, the concept 13 Fishing reels?
Yeah.
They have got the coolest topwater bait that I've seen in a long time. And I actually watched a YouTube video on this. It's not a standard topwater bait with treble hooks in it. It almost looks like frog hooks. So you can throw this topwater bait in cover and in grass, and it's got a really neat bobbing motion to it. 13 Fishing, Great company. They make some innovative stuff.
So it's got the hooks that are
It almost looks like frog hooks, but it's a hard bait.
They're up.
Mm-hmm.
They curve up.
So you can
up.
Drag it. The YouTube video that I watched, you can drag it through the grass. You can drag it, like, over a tree. It's got some really neat action. It's topwater plugs. Then you don't have to worry about the bottom hooks getting snagged on anything, you know, in tight cover.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Did you see the one that the Lunker Hunt did with the big spider?
Yes,
and
I saw
it out there with the big spider.
I saw the bird too. That
yeah.
didn't. That did not make Boat Girl's top five. Yeah. The birds and the spider.
But you know, because the spider bite, you know, is,
yeah, the
comes
spider
up,
bite's on
the spider
where,
bite
in, like,
in the
South
fall.
Texas,
yeah,
somewhere where they have giant tarantulas.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
all about hooking the fishermen, not necessarily hooking the fish.
I split these up into categories like the iCast did. I just picked the coolest things that I saw.
Okay.
I like a bait caster reel.
Yeah.
Salt or fresh. And I have just a couple of reels that are salt tolerant, but Daiwa has come out with a low profile saltwater bait casting reel. And what it is still a low profile, but it has a 150 size spool. So it's got much more line capacity than a standard low profile reel.
Does it come in left handed?
Yes. It
awesome.
Does come in left handed. It is all aluminum. It's got aluminum frame, aluminum side plate, resist corrosion. It's just real small profile like a bass reel would be, but with a higher capacity. Made for salt.
For salt water.
Red fishing, trout fishing,
awesome.
Bait caster. So,
give me one of them too.
I know. I'm like giving him his whole Christmas list.
Yes, just make this my Christmas list.
Just like this.
Of course, can you find it between now and Christmas? That's the thing.
Yes, I hope so. And most of this stuff is coming on the market now or into the fall.
Yeah.
Honorable mention. You're going to laugh at me, PG.
All right.
You've heard of cream lures. Cream
yep.
worms?
Yep.
Cream lures this year at iCast reintroduced the tube worm, an old classic.
Oh.
The tube worm is a hollow-bodied worm. Yep. And if you guys don't know, cream has been around since forever. I always used to say, hey, never underestimate the power of an old guy with a cream worm in a bass tournament. And there's so much
in a tri-hole boat.
In a tri-hole. Yeah, yeah, never underestimate that guy. Cream has reintroduced tube worm, coming back out, which is, that's my honorable mention. For this, just because that's classic.
That's not the one that's got the two hooks already built into it, is it? That was a cream worm, too.
Yes. The hollow-bodied worm, what it does is, when you go to throw it in the water, it's going to release the air out of the inside of the worm, which produces tail action.
Ah.
Which is awesome.
Okay.
So, the other bait that's really impressive, and this is going to win my number one on the baits, is from Live Target, which I know Live Target gets a lot of recognition at iCast, but they have made a new swim bait in saltwater and freshwater. It's a shiner. And the swim bait is not it is still a rubber or plastic bait, but it has a solid core body. So what that's going to do is make a slimmer profile. The action on this thing's crazy. I watched the videos on it. And Live Target's always made beautiful baits.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to have to come up with some of these. There's a releasing saltwater and freshwater. They got a slow roll and one that's got a little bit quicker action.
I know the marketing rep. Maybe I can hook us
Man,
up.
Man, Live yeah. Target's got beautiful stuff.
Awesome. Awesome.
And
well,
I think that was
go.
It. Except the Hobie Angler, the new Hobie Angler 14
yeah.
Pro Angler.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Well, their Mirage Drive, it goes in all directions.
Yeah, it goes in all directions. You can parallel park that thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that's
like
Amy's
that.
List. I got some really cheap, inexpensive stuff on the list. And
well, there you go.
Awesome.
There's the music. We're going to go to our break, top of the hour for the news. When we come back, we'll have the Roadkill Cafe.
Yeah, cooking some deer. Y'all stay with us. 106.3 W.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.